The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's March the 19th, and we've got two guests with us today. We're going to talk about Habitat for Humanity in Colombia and Light It Up Blue campaign for autism. Let's start, first of all, with Dixie Fisher. Welcome to Radio Friends, Dixie.
Hi, nice to be here.
Colombia Habitat for Humanity. This is an organization that's been around how many years?
Since 1988, it was organized.
Yeah.
And started building the first house, I think, in 1989.
And you were telling me that you also, that the Colombia Habitat actually helped start the Jefferson City.
I know that we went down and helped them a lot when during the floods of the early 90s.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm not sure if they had one, but we had some connections there, yes.
So how many houses are you working on right now?
Right now, 4 to 5.
And I see you're wearing your little hammer on your your collar. That means that you help frame houses?
Yes, I got this helping frame the 100,000 house in Granbury, Texas.
You framed the 100,000th house.
Yeah, there were several that were done at the same day.
Okay.
That started the same day across the country.
So that's your golden hammer then?
Yes, and it's a framing hammer because it's a little bit longer.
Okay, all right. So what have we got going on for the Colombia area that you want people to know about?
Well, we have a fundraiser that's been going on for 25 years. This is the 25th Habitat for Humanity garage sale sponsored by Broadway Christian Church here in Colombia.
And when is this fundraiser?
It'll be Saturday, April 13th.
Okay, so people have a little bit of time to plan. It's
yes.
A little bit less than a month away. But what are you doing with the fundraiser?
The fundraiser raised money for Habitat.
How do you raise it?
Through the garage sale. And it's a big garage sale. We have people that have come from New Franklin, Macon, and they tell us it's the largest garage sale in mid-Missouri.
Really?
Yes, it's big.
So how do you get all of the items for the garage sale?
Donations. It doesn't, thankfully, all the donations don't come from church members.
Okay.
I would be a little embarrassed about that, but it comes from neighbors, family, friends, people they work with.
So anybody listening today, if they want to make a donation of items?
Yes. We actually do pickups, too, for large
loads.
You do pickups? Yes, for large loads. We use the Restore truck and church members' pickup trucks.
Okay, so somebody listening to us today, if they want to make a donation of items for the Habitat Humanity garage sale, they can call you?
Well, we have a telephone number,
okay.
And I don't have my glasses with me,
right,
but
here.
You do. They can call Don Day.
Don Day.
Yes.
And, is it 445?
These are his phone numbers.
All right, let me give you two numbers. Oh, you got three numbers down here.
Well, the two are Don's.
Okay.
If you call by Thursday, the 11th.
Of April.
Yes, of
All right.
April.
So write these numbers down. I'll wait for you to go get a pen and pencil.
And there's
go ahead.
And then the other phone number is if you call after April on Friday.
Okay. Let's say that you got your pen and pencils. It's 474-5539 or 819-7779.
Right.
Okay. If you have items that you want to donate to the Habitat for Humanity garage sale, they will pick them up. Now, you want to make sure these items are usable items.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
And we only pick up the large loads, but
okay.
you can have drop-offs. We'll start on Thursday morning at 7 a.m. at the church at Broadway Christian, which is located on West Broadway between Stadium Drive and Fairview Road.
Okay. And then the garage sale itself
is on Saturday the 13th.
Okay. I wish you the very best with that.
Thank you very much.
All right. And if you didn't get those phone numbers, you can go to kbia.org, the website, then click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and you can listen to this segment again, or you can watch it, and you'll get the phone number.
Right. Okay? And there'll be ads in the paper.
Okay, Dixie.
Okay,
thank you for coming by. Okay?
My pleasure.
Yeah. Now I've got Megan Gill sitting right on the other side, MU School of Health Professions. Welcome, Megan.
Thanks for having
You're
me.
You're here to tell us about Light It Up Blue campaign for autism.
That's correct.
What is that?
Well, Autism Speaks is a global autism awareness organization. They raise money for autism research. And April 2nd is World Autism Awareness Day. And it kicks off the entire month of April, which is Autism Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And on April 2nd, they encourage folks to wear blue in support of autism awareness. And they encourage folks to change their light bulbs to blue for autism awareness.
So you're saying on April 2nd, what day is April 2nd?
It's a Tuesday.
A Tuesday. So you're asking people to wear blue on that day.
That's correct.
And change all of your light bulbs to blue? Or just
If you have external lights on your house, you can put blue light bulbs in there. Home Depot has those. If you own a business, you can change your lights to blue. If you have something bigger, like a sports venue or a landmark, all over the world on April 2nd, landmarks, sports venues, bridges, they will all change their lights to blue.
They are? Mm-hmm. They're all changing to blue.
Well, not all, but a lot of
them. Okay, so if you see, when you see blue lights on April 2nd, you know that it is autism awareness.
Autism awareness.
Yeah.
And here in Columbia, if you wear blue on April 2nd, we would like everyone to join us at the Quad at 4:30 p.m. We're going to take a picture of all of the folks in the Columbia area who are wearing blue in support of autism awareness. We're going to take a big group photo on the Quad.
How nice. So what time should people show up for that if they want to do it?
The photo's at 4:30. I've heard some rumors about cookies and maybe some music and things like that. If you want to come at 4 o'clock, just so that you're ready.
Well, if you're going to have a whole lot of people, maybe they should come before 4
maybe
o'clock.
Maybe so. Get that front row spot.
Okay, and this is going to be where?
The columns on the Quad at Mizzou.
Okay, on the columns, University on campus.
Correct.
Right there in front of Jesse.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and so you come, you show up, you wear blue, and you have your picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
And then where's this picture going to go?
Well, we're going to send it to Autism Speaks so that we can show that we have kind of supported this kickoff day.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of the month of April, they then sponsor awareness events around the world.
Okay. I'm sure it'll be in the paper, too.
I hope so,
All right. So mark it on your calendar. April the 2nd is Light It Up Blue Campaign for Autism. And if you want to really show support, show up in front of the columns, in front of Jesse Hall, about 3:30, 4 o'clock. The picture will be taken at 4:30, but wear blue to show your support.
Wear blue.
Okay, Megan, if people want more information, is there a number they can call?
They can call the School of Health Professions at 573-882-7974 or visit us online, shp.missouri.edu.
Okay, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Megan
Gilligan. And do come back. Don't be a stranger.
Of course we will.
Okay, tomorrow we're talking about Earth Hour, which is coming up pretty soon, and an Easter production. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu.